This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. This is 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Recently discovered I had diabetes and dealing with some neuropathy problems, and like a natural solution for it.
Yeah, diabetes, big issue, but you know, not, at the end of the day, the neuropathy is pretty common, goes along with that. So vitamin B6, pyridoxine is the version of it, and it works real well. And again, this is in all the textbooks, you can check those out, a lot of research on it. It does great. So I don't know if you mentioned that to your doctor, but you can. Now, your fruits and vegetables are going to be really important, too, because you get tons of B vitamins, especially from the dark leafy greens. So that's going to be a big piece for you. Just a couple of things to think about. And I would mention that to your doctor, though, you know, whoever's working with you. But also your eating habits all the way around are going to be important, and your exercise habits, too. So the exercise habits that you form are going to be critical. I mean, literally. So 4 to 5 days a week, 30 minutes minimum. As long as you can handle that, that's a great way to go. Get a personal trainer, I think, for a short period of time. At least you can start learning the tricks of the trade in the gym setting. And they can get you outside the gym, too, which I hope that they do. But, yeah, coming up with a game plan that way is great all the way around. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272 phone number. And you can check us out online. Let's go to who do we have next here? Let's go to Hank. Hi, Hank.
As we speak, my wife's sister is in the hospital. She had a hip replacement, but it seems that everybody that goes into the hospital gets pneumonia, and I'm wondering why that is. What is it being in the hospital that causes people to get pneumonia? Seems like it never gets any better.
Well, I mean, it just depends. I mean, you got to think about the hospital. A lot of people in there are sick. Of course, they've got every bug under the sun, even though they do everything they can to keep the environment sterile as much as possible. There's still, you know, people's immune systems are depressed, number one, because they're sick and they're ill and they're not doing well. So when your immune system goes down, your susceptibility to gain infections from bacteria, viruses, or whatever goes up. So if you're hanging out in a contained environment where there's a lot of bacteria and viruses hanging out that normally wouldn't be out in the normal real world, that's why it becomes a challenge. So it's all about keeping the immune system strong and, you know, staying healthy. But, yeah, when you get in the hospital, definitely all of that increases. It just depends on what you go to the hospital for. If you're already in there for an infection, your immune system's shot, and it's on the bottom of the floor, well, then your susceptibility to increase those infections does go up. So, you know, once you get to the hospital, it's hard to beat that. But getting out of the hospital, once you start getting on your vitamin D levels, eating healthier foods, exercising, all of that builds up the immune system in a tremendous way. Hope that helps. All right, let's go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Yes, my question is about safe use of oils. I've heard recently against fish oils, using preferably coconut oil. Big advocate of fish oils.
Yeah, I mean, the fish oils are great. I like them. I mean, I'm a huge fan of cod liver oil. You hear me talk about it all the time. Krill oil is good as well. And they're great for your omega-3 fats, highly absorbable, probably better than most other oils. But, you know, again, the question is, you know, if you're wanting to get well and you're wanting to come up with a new game plan for your health and for your life and really to be able to function at a better level, then it's about building a brand new lifestyle plan. And the fish oils are great, but also things like coconut oil, like you mentioned, it's a great oil to cook with, great for the immune system, fantastic for an antifungal, and it's also great for the metabolism. So it helps burn body fat, it helps your body get into shape, just from a dietary perspective. And they've done studies with it, and they've gotten tremendous results just by using coconut oil. Butter's really good, too. Actually, real butter can be quite helpful. So it's a couple things that you can start adding to your diet that can make a big, big difference. Our food for the day is avocado, one of my favorites. My little saying is an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Experts say that adding a little avocado to your diet can pack a big punch that outweighs the fat and the calories. So the avocados contain folate, potassium, and the monounsaturated fats, that are very high in fiber. The monounsaturated fats that are in avocados contain oleic acid, which has been found to improve fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. By using avocados as a primary source of fat in the diet, diabetes sufferers can lower their triglycerides by up to 20%. That's a big deal. In addition to being helpful with those with diabetes, the monounsaturated fats in avocados are great for lowering cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, the LDLs. And a low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to help lower dangerous levels of those low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, and raise the HDLs. Those are the good guys, the high-density lipoproteins. In addition, triglycerides were also lowered slightly. The avocados are a huge source of fiber containing 10 grams in only one avocado. As we all know, fiber is known to help prevent high blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, particularly colon cancer. The avocados contain about 30% more potassium than bananas, and it's beneficial to the body in lowering the risk of blood pressure, heart attack, and cancer. So the folate in one avocado provides almost 30% of your daily recommended allowance. And so as you can see, I mean, you worry about getting the fat out of there and too much fat. It's actually good for you, by the way. But look for the Florida-grown avocados. They contain about two-thirds of the calories and half the fat of California-grown avocados. Also stick with those harvested between November and March, as they contain a third of the fat of those packed earlier in the season. So, little tip, go for the Florida avocados more than the California ones if you're concerned about the fat. But the fat doesn't make you fat, folks. It actually helps you burn body fat. And the stuff's amazing. The more healthy fats you can get in, the better. They only have good benefits to the body. They're great for blocking DHT. They're great for supporting the prostate. I mean, phenomenal all the way around. So just something to think about. Avocados, one of my favorites. Avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. Let's go to Shelly now. Hi, Shelly.
My question is there a over-counter medication to substitute for cholesterol instead of prescription-wise, or is there over-counter that's something that I could use?
There's a lot of things over-the-counter. I mean, provided your doctor's okay with it, you want to talk to them. And, you know, the key is red yeast rice is really good. It's got great benefits in it. That's what a lot of the statin drugs base the research on and how it kind of operates in the body. Niacin is really good too, vitamin B3. That in combination, vitamin E and selenium, all have great benefits to them as far as working with cholesterol levels and supporting, you know, healthy vessels within the body. So all of those together work quite well. And don't forget your fish oils and your healthy fats, they all make a difference too. So just digging in and putting all those together, you can notice a huge difference in cholesterol. Be careful doing all of that, though, with taking the medicine. That's why you want to talk with a doctor and kind of come up with one or the other. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, teens and drinking and driving is always a big topic, but they're saying now that the number of U.S. teenagers who drink and drive has dropped more than half from 1991 to 2011, federal health officials said. Recently, 9 out of 10 of the high school students age 16 and over said they did not drink and drive in 2011. And according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it represents a decline of 54% over 2 decades. So there's good news. Some of the data here, the CDC director says, he said there's been some major changes and shifts in drinking and driving with teenagers. And he says the young drivers are 17 times more likely to die in a crash when they have a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 when they've not been drinking at all. So, you know, good news. The kids have kind of dropped the alcohol at the wheel. Good stuff. All right, Joyce, you're next with us. How can I help?
I'm calling in regards to, I feel as though I might have had a, I feel as though I might have had one a while ago. I've been having a little trouble speaking at times, and the words aren't coming out right, and my legs have really got, very weak and everything lately. I've got some twitches in my face a few times. My arms, I think, have been okay, but I've tried to talk to the VA about it, because I'm a veteran, and that's where I go for my medical care, and they don't seem to look at it or do anything. They say, well, it's just nothing to worry about it. And I do have diabetes. I take insulin, 65 units of Lantus a day and 1,000 milligrams of metformin in the morning and the evening, and 10 milligrams of glipizide in the morning. My blood pressure is basically okay. My cholesterol is good. But I've been having trouble, like I said, walking lately, and I used to go, even just a few months ago. But really slowed down, and all I am is completely tired and want to sleep anymore.
Yeah, a lot of times there can be several factors to that, just so you know. I mean, if you're a real type A personality and highly energetic and always on the go, and you've got these different health challenges, number one, it could be some of the medications that you're taking, and they can start taking, you know, wearing and taking a little bit of toll on you. So that could be a possibility. Just keep that in mind. Another piece to this that is interesting that you might want to keep kind of an eye on is, you know, just your overall daily habits. So your eating habits can make a big difference. Adrenal fatigue could be another one. So there's a lot of could-bes. But to raise your energy levels in dealing with this, support the adrenal glands, always a good idea. Cutting out the inflammatory foods, really important too. Now, the way to support the adrenals, yeah, for the most part, vitamin B5, also vitamin C. It's kind of an old-school deal, but it really still works. Cordyceps, holy basil, they all work together, too, to help. They're called adaptogens, and they can help support the adrenal glands, which can be helpful. But, again, you know, when you're dealing with something like this and you're concerned, you've had a lot of different health challenges pop up in your life, you want to make sure you're balanced, and you want to make sure you get the right kind of foods in and the right kind of nutrients in. Blood testing is always good, and you might want to consider one of the nutritional genetic assessments that they're doing now. GeneMe is a great company to look at for that. But they actually do genetic testing to figure out what your specific nutritional needs might be and how to replace certain deficiencies. So great little tool to use along the way. Vitamin D, they're saying now, will not save you from the common cold. It's the latest study. The latest research on vitamin D supplementation, they're saying in a healthy adult population, the vitamin D will not prevent or reduce severity of common colds. said lead author David Murdoch, who's the head of pathology at the University of Otago in New Zealand. He said, at present, no supplement has been shown to perfectly prevent colds. He said, we need additional evidence from rigorous studies like ours before making claims about any nutritional supplement potential to ward off the colds. Now, research studies have been published recently in the Journal of the American Medical Association about this, that vitamin D helps keep the immune system functioning at a peak level. Several observational studies have shown or suggested that people with higher levels of vitamins, of course, have fewer colds, and colds are known as upper respiratory infections. But to test the association, Murdoch and his colleagues recruited more than about 300 healthy adults from New Zealand. And they all had normal vitamin D levels at the start of the study. Half the group was randomly assigned to receive oral vitamin D, while the other, of course, got the placebo. And those that had the vitamin D were significantly impacted. So it does make a difference. And vitamin D, of course, is that wonder nutrient that's just we've known about, but we've never really studied it. And, of course, we're studying it a lot more now. It's getting a lot more attention in the media and a lot of the university studies, and doctors are putting their patients on there and whatnot, and it's making a huge difference. So getting into a place where you can function at a peak level and get your immune system strong, eating the right kind of foods, lowering your stress levels, all can make a difference on the long end. So, you know, it's all about lifestyle. It really is. It comes down to our choices every single day. And are you going to make good choices or bad ones? Because the body changes. And remember, the cells are turning over every single day, and you get a brand new body about every year. So what kind of choices are you going to make now to ensure that you have better health tomorrow? That's the question. So if it's diabetes or heart disease or arthritis, whatever it might be that you're struggling with, you know, it's about coming up with the right game plan from that point on. That's what it comes down to. Now, they're saying poor sleep in teens are linked to heart risk in adulthood. Interesting. They're saying if you don't get very good sleep in your teen years, then you can have an increased risk of heart disease later in life. I don't think it's pretty hard for the teens to get a lot of sleep. Have you ever been around a teenager? Do you remember being a teenager and sleeping 12 hours a day? I mean, sleeping in is unbelievable. I don't even know how I did that. And I did that. But I don't know how I did it now. But they're saying that the sleep that you get as a teenager makes a major difference in the adulthood life. Don't forget that they always say you can't catch up on sleep. You know, once you lose it, you lose it. And so if you've been that adage of you'll just sleep when you're dead kind of deal, make sure you pace yourself, because the sleep you get does add to your overall vitality, your energy levels, and your longevity. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. correct. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One of the big cable news channels has been cleared in a First Amendment lawsuit, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Fox News winning a First Amendment lawsuit against a Washington state-based public interest group called Washington League for Increased Transparency and Ethics, or WashLight. It sued the network in early April, claiming its coverage violated the state's consumer protection laws by engaging in what it called a campaign of deception and omission regarding the danger of the international proliferation of the novel coronavirus. A Seattle judge dismissing the suit, saying WashLight had failed to establish a case, and he noted that its assertions do not hold up to scrutiny. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Could sunlight lower your odds for pancreatic cancer? Pancreatic cancer, out of all the cancers that are out there, is the one that can be feared the most, only because it's so rapid and it can move very, very quickly. I've seen it take out several people, not just in my medical training, but in my close personal life as well. It's just tragic when it happens. Never easy, that's for sure. But adding to already conflicting data about sun exposure, vitamin D levels, and cancer risk, new Australian research suggests that experiencing high levels of ultraviolet light and having sun-sensitive skin and a history of skin cancer, each measurably lower than the risk for developing deadly pancreatic cancer. Now, U.S. cancer experts cautioned against making any lifestyle changes, including tanning or altering vitamin D intake. In response to the study, which is preliminary and does not prove these factors can prevent pancreatic cancer, compared to about 700 patients with pancreatic cancer in Australia to roughly an equal number of people in the general population. Scientists led by Rachel Neal from the Queensland Institute of Medical Research found that participants born in areas with the highest levels of ultraviolet radiation had a 24% lower risk for pancreatic cancer than those born in areas of low UV radiation. So those classified as having the most sun-sensitive skin had a 49% decreased risk of the malignancy compared to those with the least sun-sensitive skin, while participants with a history of skin cancer or other sun-related skin lesions had a 40% lower risk of pancreatic cancer. So in this study, the researchers matched different participants, you know, based on their age and their sex and this sort of thing, and their demographics and socioeconomics and all that. But at the end of the day, they said it's a big puzzle, but they're finding it's they found that it's amazing to them the benefits of vitamin D, how much we need, and what it can do over a lifetime as far as disease prevention. So I think it's really important to understand, you know, it's one thing to say, well, I get a little bit in my multivitamin, or, well, my milk that I drink every day is fortified with vitamin D, yet we spend most of our days indoors and definitely not outside. And I think it's critical for our overall health to begin to understand that vitamin D levels are important. So kind of the bottom line is this. Sunlight exposure is important. If you work indoors, do what you can. Get outside for 30 minutes a day, an hour if you can, and just soak in the sunlight, be outside, breathe the fresh air, catch some vitamin D, make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin D through your diet, because you're definitely not going to get enough in the sunlight. A little bit, yeah, is you'll get some that can make a difference, but it's not going to be everything that you really need. And vitamin D plays a big role in having plenty of energy. I was talking to another doctor today who's interesting, and, you know, we just were catching up on some things, and he said, you know, we're talking about vitamin D, and we just thought it was interesting how for so long we all think, and there's still people today that think vitamin D is a vitamin, and it's not. It's actually a hormone. But vitamin D was classified as a vitamin years and years ago when they created all the names, and when they found out later it was a hormone, they just left it. But vitamin D is actually a hormone in the body. So if you have hormone issues, low energy levels, if you deal with any of those sorts of things, you got to remember, we always think estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, but if you take one step back and you look at it, you'll realize that vitamin D actually plays a role in those pathways. And it's important in bone density. It's important in elevating mood. I mean, it's got so many properties to it that we found through different research studies that is just unbelievable. I'm a huge fan. I take it every day. Don't miss. Now, you get it out of your fish oil if you take cod liver oil. But at the same time, I take a ton of it. I mean, literally. You get your blood test done about every, 3 to 6 months, depending on what your doctor recommends. I usually get it every 6 months, usually good, unless you've got something major going on. And you can see where your numbers are. And don't let anybody freak you out. It is fat soluble. And you can become toxic. But I had a PhD, and he had done tons and tons of studies. And he told me that, you know, it doesn't even begin to become toxic until it gets in the low 300s. So even if it goes, I mean, the range in blood work is up to 100. You get into 125, those kind of levels. Once it gets toxic, what happens is it becomes toxic to the kidneys. So that is possible. But again, the numbers have to be really high. And if you're getting blood tests done every 6 months or so, and you keep the international units, which is what they're measured in, around usually, well, it depends. I mean, everybody goes conservative and they say 1 to 3,000. I take 10,000 a day. And, you know, it keeps my immune system extremely strong, and I feel great when I do that. And in my numbers still, they don't crack 100. So everyone's different. Now, I'm a bigger guy, too. So everybody's different. Your dosage and all of that you need, it just depends. So always check with your doctor. Get your blood test done for vitamin D. It's simple, cheap, doesn't cost much, and the information is invaluable, in my opinion. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can go online. Then also send me an email if you'd like, but our Wellness Provider Network is a group of healthcare providers growing around the country to be able to help you in your area. So these lifestyle nutrition-based providers that really get it, as I like to put it. and they understand all the things we teach. If you need help with that, let's go to Dallas. Hi, Dallas. Welcome to the show.
You sound good tonight. I listen to you most every night that I can, at least 2 or 3 hours.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you do. I hope we're able to help you out. What can I do tonight?
Well, I got a blood clot in my left leg somewhere. And they won't tell me, I mean, they don't tell me, you know, where it's at, but I know that it's in there because my left leg is deteriorating, and I can't walk on it very far. Not like I used to anyway. I mean, I still got the same problem with the knee, but that ain't got nothing to do with my walking. And I ordered some blood thinner, a blood cleaner, not thinner, cleaner. My blood pressure is fine. Every time I go, I say, well, how can it be fine if I got clods in my leg that's stopping blood coming back?
And they said,
well,
to you,
that's fine.
So they did all. Did they do an ultrasound or a Doppler on your leg, and they said they couldn't find anything?
No, they didn't. They didn't do no ultrasound.
Did they measure your lower legs and compare both sides?
Well, they didn't have to measure it. All they had to do was look. I dropped my pants and showed them. You know, they didn't even ask me, but I showed them.
Okay.
They said, "Yeah, there's a big difference." I said, "Yeah, that's what I've been telling you, idiot." Yeah, I mean, I hate to call him that, but I mean, you know, I hardly ever go to the doctor.
Well,
and I'm 70 years old, and being in a doctor for a real case, I can count them all on one hand.
Okay, so they didn't put you on any medication. They didn't put you on Coumadin or Warfarin.
No, my regular doctor, she put me on vitamin D. Said my D level was low. Okay. The last two times I've been there have been low, so I started taking a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Plus, I heard you talk about 50,000 units of something for your blood, and that's what she gave me.
Well, it's 50,000 units of vitamin D. Is standard of what most doctors are prescribing now per week.
Yeah, that's what she told me, but you prescribed it to this individual or something for 7 or 8 days home and 4 or 5 days off.
Yeah, I didn't prescribe anything. I just mentioned it. Can't do that. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Here's the key. The key is if they didn't do any testing on you, okay, and I know that we all have intuition about what's going on inside of our bodies. But if they didn't do any testing on you to see if there's a blood clot going on, okay, and you really believe that there is, I would go to your doctor and I would push them. The testing that they do for that is relatively inexpensive. Doesn't cost a whole lot, and it's non-invasive, and it's a pretty simple test that they can run and check that. And again, if you don't have insurance or if it's a struggle for that, they can work around it and they can work some different calls for you. It's not that expensive. But I, for your own peace of mind, I'm a big diagnostic testing fan just because it gives you great information and you can go in there and really just kind of ask them, hey, can we do this? I just feel like in my gut there's something going on. And then you got to trust what they tell you and what the test results tell you too. So if it doesn't show anything, and the doctors, through their years of experience, tell you, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of years of experience. It takes a lot to do, you know, what all of us do in their respective fields. So whatever they tell you, I would go with, you know, and just take it. I know you like listening to me, and I appreciate that. I'm grateful for that. And but I'm telling you that for someone that can go get hands-on with you, they can do the test. They can see exactly what's going on in your body. That's invaluable. And you can't do that on the radio. You can't do that over the internet or television. So that's going to be important. I would do that. So a little bit of wisdom from a younger tyke over here to yourself. I think that would be a good thing to do. Also, there's, of course, your eating habits and all that. You read my book, you'll learn a lot of that. You'll learn a lot of those tips. And that can be helpful. But it's going to be good to go find that out for your own peace of mind. Then you can come up with an action plan from there. Okay, thanks for being a great listener, and it's great chatting with you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Check us out online. Be glad to take your emails, make it part of the show. And also, if you've got somebody you care about, we can answer something for them as well. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the show. Vitamin B6 is a big, big topic, and I talk about it a lot. You hear me talk about anything from peripheral neuropathy to brain chemistry issues like depression, bipolar, anxiety, just about every brain chemistry instability. People that are taking meds for brain stuff, they're low in vitamin B6. And so it's just one of those vitamins that when you get low on it, things go haywire in the body. Well, they found that chronic inflammation in the body is linked to low levels of vitamin B6. Now, of course, they say don't run out and buy the supplement just yet, but a new study shows a strong association between inflammation and the essential vitamin found in foods such as lean meats, legumes, and vegetables. Researchers found that people with the lowest levels of vitamin B6 in their blood had the highest levels of chronic inflammation, and that is true. I've seen that myself often, based on a wide variety of indicators. Now, those with the most vitamin B6 circulating in the bloodstream are also the least likely to have indicators of inflammation. Temporary inflammation such as redness and swelling after an injury is generally a sign that the immune system is actively fighting infection. But chronic inflammation is an emerging risk factor for a wide range of health problems, including heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Well, in the study, which was published in the Journal of Nutrition, researchers compared blood levels of vitamin B6 and 13 different indicators of inflammation in about 3,000 adults. And although previous studies had linked low blood levels of vitamin B6 with various signs of inflammation, such as C-reactive protein, great blood test, by the way, researchers say this is the first large-scale study to look at the relationship between the vitamin B6 and a variety of inflammatory indicators. So the results show that people with the highest overall inflammation score based on the 13 different indicators had the lowest levels of vitamin B6. The reverse was also true, though. Those who had the highest levels of B6 had the lowest amounts of inflammation. It's really interesting, actually. So from there, it's going to lead, they say, to new treatments and or dietary recommendations. My gosh, start making the recommendations. If you're a physician and you're listening, I'm not telling you how to do things. Please don't take this the wrong way. But really, really, more than just send them down the hall to the dietitian, look at some of these studies and implement them in your office, especially in family medicine. I know in specialties it's tough to do all that, but in family or internal, then please start reading articles like this and implementing them. I know it can be tough in the hours of practice versus your re-education hours and all that. Is important, but these are so critical, I think, and just from a preventative standpoint can make such a big difference in your overall practice and with people's lives. And it's so interesting, and I know that, I mean, for me, it fascinates me, and I just think, I see something like this, and if you've ever used this in practice at all, at any level, whatever your specialty is and whatever kind of doctor you are, or clinician, or any kind of nutritionist or whatever, when you see people's lives change based on foods that they eat or supplementation and symptoms begin to go away, it's incredible. So the research is out there and it's coming more and more. And with the Journal of Nutrition, which I love reading myself, it's phenomenal. And it's exciting for me to see all of this stuff that we talk about. Europe does a lot of studies, but when we start doing these here in the States, it's great because you know things are moving into the forefront and people's lives are getting touched and they're going to get changed from more of a natural perspective, which I think that we need to do as much as possible. 888-283-7272. Two lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Brian now. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. Good to talk with you, sir.
Just going to give you a quick rundown. I've also, like your last caller, had blood clots in my legs. Mine traveled into my lungs. My last episode was in September when they diagnosed me with the blood clots. And I've been stabilized on warfarin or whatever. And been that way for now since then. One of the things I still am seeing is shortage of breath. What kind of things would you put or try and do to try and kind of rehabilitate and get more breathing ability? Or what would you normally recommend?
Well, if you're taking the Coumadin or the warfarin?
Yeah. You know,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know. They really haven't decided how long you'd be on there, but my gut reaction is at least a year, and then we might reassess it. But even still, carrying a fair amount of weight and trying to lose weight, but have not been real successful. But I still see that my breath and my breathing ability is limited to I can work a moderate level. Let's say like the old time when I'd shovel or pick, I just can't do it very hardly much. And I get to the point I'm short of breath so bad. Is there something that you would normally recommend to try and rehabilitate a patient like that?
One of the biggest keys that I've seen in kind of some of the research that I've read and just, you know, that's out there right now currently is to get your lifestyle factors really in check. Because when you're doing Coumadin and warfarin, you know, again, it thins everything out. It can make you tired. It can make you fatigued. So staying on top of your blood work's important. Really making sure that you get plenty of green vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables, a lot. 3-4 servings a day. Red meat is also, believe it or not, really is chock full of the nutrients that are going to bring more oxygen into the red blood cells, which can make you feel better, decrease fatigue, and increase energy levels. And getting your blood work done, checking your hormones is something you might want to do with your doctor, and also having them look at MMA, which is methylmalonic acid and folic acid. Those can tend to get really, really low when you're in your kind of situation and can cause you to have the kind of fatigue that you're dealing with. Check into that. Keep me posted. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.